Siyata Deshmaya, I'd like to start tonight with a very basic question, a machshava question that I think is important, needs to be asked. Hopefully will take us to something important in Avodas Hashem and in Mussar. The basic machshava question is, does learning Torah help someone become a more caring and thoughtful person? And I don't think the answer to that question is a simple one. I heard a beautiful piece of Torah from one of the fellows in the Kollel, David Cardo, when he said it over to me. David Cardo said it over to me with such a simcha, such a beautiful vart from the Radomska Rebbe, from Tver Shleima. And it deeply affected my shavuos, post-shavuos, told to us on the Shabbaton. And the vart goes as follows. There's a famous question. At Maimed Har Sinai, we said, Nasa v'nishma. And that doesn't make sense. What do you mean, Nasa, we will do, and then we will hear? How do you have Nasa v'nishma? How does that work? Now, there are many, many different approaches. But the Radomska Rebbe in Tver Shleima says so beautifully. The Shah was so beautiful. Such a sweet piece of Hasidus. He said so simply. He said there is two people who serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Both of them believe in God. But one of them serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he knows that God exists, there's justice, there's fairness, and at the end of the day, that's what we have to do. And then there's somebody else. The other person serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because they're doing it because that's the right thing, but they're doing it because of Nasa. They want to do the Ratzon Hashem. And then V'nishma, they want to hear more. They want to hear more Dvar Hashem. Let's sharpen that. You have two people. The first person, he davens in the morning because he's supposed to. And then after he's done, he wants a little bit of a break. An Eved, as a Radomsker goes on to say, based on the Mishnah of someone who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaManas L'Kav Pras, the servant goes and he serves his master because he has to. And then there's someone else who after davening, after they do what they're supposed to do, they want to hear more. Nase v'nishma. And they want to hear more. They want to hear more of Ratzon Hashem. The Rebbe explained that's the pshat in Parshas Kisavo. We're going to see through a few examples in the Torah where we see this. In Parshas Kisavo, in Perek Chavzayin, Chavov, Pasuk Yudzayin, the Torah says as follows, as Hashem emarta ayoyim liyois l'chal l'alakim v'lachas bidrachav, l'shmor chukav u'mitzvaysav mishpatav, you'll go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lishmoya b'kailoy, and listen to His voice. It's strange, v'lishmoya b'kailoy, the Rebbe asked, should be at the beginning. And the answer is that someone who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bechina, what he describes, the Bechina of a Tzaddik, is someone who does Ratzon Hashem, and then after he does Ratzon Hashem, instead of looking for a break, he wants to hear more. V'lishmaya b'kailoi. He wants to hear more. Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he chose him, asher shama b'kaili. This Bechina. It's a Nasa, and then he wants more. He wants to hear more from Kodesh Baruch Hu. I thought this fits beautifully also in this week's parasha, the last pasuk in this week's parasha. We have the description of Moshe Rabbeinu entering the Mishkan and the sound of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'voy Moshe al oyel moed l'daber itoy v'yishma es hakol midaber ilov. Rashi says that call was a call that only Moshe Rabbeinu heard. Ibn Ezra adds that it was a call that Moshe Rabbeinu had the specific ear to hear. In other words, there are some people who go in and they do Ratzon Hashem, but they're not interested in hearing more. All of the common theme of all these psukim is that what Nasa v'nishma is about is not someone who does, but someone in their learning, they somehow find a way to become one with Kodesh Baruch Hu and one with the Kol Hashem. Now this is not about self-negation. The first person who serves God because simply he has to, So then what he has to do when his free time comes, he has to force himself. He has to force himself to do another mitzvah. He has to force himself to learn. The other individual, because he truly wants to become one with Kodesh HaBricho, and that's the key line over here. The individual who truly wants to become one with Kodesh HaBricho, that individual automatically, the next step, what they want to do is Dvar Hashem. Even when they relax, it's all part of that Shmias V'Kalo. It's all part of listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lanias Daiti, the same applies in regards to becoming a more sensitive, caring, and giving person. One of the things I enjoy doing is introducing the Talmidim to new but classic Svarim. So I've been screaming all year about Igeres HaRamban. And now I want to share with you another classic, which is extremely, extremely important. Very different than Igeres HaRamban, but I highly encourage the Talmidim to take a look at it. And that's the Sefer Taimer Devarah. Taimer Devarah is very different than the Igeres HaRamban, because Taimer Devarah, written by the Mekubal, the Ramak, Ramosha Cordovero, is really a Sefer that's based on Kabbalah, but it's written in a clear and directive way. The Sefer is a very, very, very simple Sefer. The Sefer is based on the idea that all of man's success in serving God is following God's compassionate midos. And what Rav Moshe Cordovero does in very, very simple, straightforward terms, although it's all based on Kabbalah, he describes that the key in becoming an Oved Hashem is following in the ways of God's compassion. I just folded over a couple pages that really, that pounds home the same theme over and over and over again. He concludes the first Midah and says, "V'im kol zeh ata soivel v'nelav ad yoshev b'tshuva, harezu Midah shetzarech adam l'snaigba hasavonus." The ability to, just like God, he goes on to explain, has patience with us, the ability for us to have patience with others. He concludes the second midah of Nosei Avon. Upirshu Chazal kol ha'olam kula atasovel. Yilmad ha'adam kama tzarech shiyeh savlan. L'spol ol chaveh v'rosav shara ad shir kazeh. Shadayin raso keemeh shechet nagdov. Yu yispal ad yitaken chaveru. The ability to have patience and love for others, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. He concludes, Mida Gimel, v'over ha'pesha. V'hine mamish kedmuz zeh tzarech liyos adam shelo yomer v'chiani misaki ma sheploni chato hishchis lo yomer kach. A person should say, why should I forgive anybody else? At the end of the day, they haven't fixed their side of the problem. Sharei ha'odam choytev HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmai shelo yal yidei shliach misaki nisma vosav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu purifies us despite our shortcomings every Yom HaKippurim and every time we do tshuva. What Tomer Dvorah is all about is following in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and at the core is one simple word. At the core is the word called Vitur. Vitur means the ability to be Mevater, is an individual who's willing to say, I am going to give others space, benefit of the doubt, warmth, and love, despite their shortcomings, and I am not going to expect anything in return. At the core of being a sensitive, caring, and compassionate person is this yisod of the Tomer Dvorah. The ability for a person to be mevater. There is an absolutely terrible word in the Hebrew language. I believe very much in the beauty of Hebrew. In fact, my children know that I try Bli Neder to speak in Lashon Kodesh on Shabbos. But there are a few words in Hebrew nomenclature that have crept in that are terrible, terrible words. One time on Shabbos, before I tell you the word, one time on Shabbos, my daughter was playing with a friend, this goes back about 15 years ago. And she was a girl who went to a Hasidus Beis Yaakov. And I came, they were playing, and I asked my daughter a question. I asked her, I tried to speak on Shabbos, Bli Neder and Lashon Kodesh, so I asked her something in Hebrew. And I, as I left the room, I hear this girl speaks, her friend speaks three languages, Hebrew, English, and Yiddish. So she turns to my daughter and says, why does your father speak to you in Ivrit? So my daughter was young at the time, so I figured I would go in and answer the question. I said, on Shabbos Kodesh, I tried to speak Lashon Kodesh. Mishnah Berurah says to speak Lashon Kodesh on Shabbos. So I left the room, and I heard her tell my daughter, she said, Ivrit isn't Lashon Kodesh, Yiddish is Lashon Kodesh. By the way, Rav Soloveitchik said, Yiddish is so beautiful. I can't, for those who love Rav Melech Biederman like I do, I have a hard time listening to Rav Melech Biederman in Lashon Kodesh. I love listening to him in Yiddish. Just last night I was listening. Yiddish is the best. It's the best. And Rav Soloveitchik described that Yiddish, it has a din of Tashmishei Kedusha. It is the Tashmishei Kedusha is like a talis bag, or a tefillin bag, is Tashmishei, tefillin bag more precisely, is Tashmishei Kedusha, because it was the language of Torah for 1,000 years. Yiddish is so beautiful. It's a language, but it's not Lashon Kodesh. Lashon Kodesh is Lashon Kodesh. And Ivrit on Shabbos Kodesh, if 80% of it is Lashon Kodesh, it's probably a little bit more than Yiddish. So there's one word that amongst a few in Hebrew that really bothers me, and that's the word friar. You guys heard the term a friar? These guys, you haven't spent enough time in the Israeli street, I see. Baruch Hashem, you're all in the Beis Medrash. The term friar in Hebrew means someone who is best translated in English is a loser. A loser because he always gives in. A friar is not a loser. Being naive, you're not supposed to be naive, but to give in, to be mevater, that is mamish, following the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Being a friar is a dover shebikdusha. That is something that's extremely, extremely, extremely holy. My father's Rebbe, Rav Kronglass, is quoting the introduction of the Tomer Dvorah, is saying that Tomer Dvorah is all about being Bitzelem Elokim. That a person follows in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevater, so are we, even when we don't have to, and even when we are not supposed to, according to the basic rules. So what happens when a person is Mevater? When a person is Mevater, when he lets go, when a person is willing to be a friar, what happens is, he moves aside, he allows his own ego to move aside, and he lets HaKadosh Baruch Hu come in. The Kotzker Rebbe Zichus Yogan Aleinu said, where is God? Wherever you let him in. A friar says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come in, and I'm not going to stand for what is my own. I'm not going to push for what is my own. I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to be Mevater. And that's a tremendous, tremendous koach. Just like the Radomsker Rebbe taught us, the Nasa V'Nishma is all about bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in. Is a person going through life looking for simply justice? Is a person looking for life and demanding what's fair according to Halacha? Or is a person looking for something else? What the person is looking for is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's some people who are just looking for halacha, but they're not looking for v'alachta b'drachav. They're looking for the halacha and the dalei chalkei shulchan aruch. They're looking for their chiyuvim, but at the end of the day, they're not looking for v'alachta b'drachav. And so the answer to the question is, it depends. If your Talmud Torah is focused on the idea that it's not because I'm not doing it because I'm chayiv, I'm doing it because I want to hear more and more Dvar Hashem, then it's only natural that your personal relationships are also going to be, I want to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu more and more and more into my personal relationships. But if it's about Nasa, this is what we're supposed to do, this is what we have to do, this is what the right thing is to do, but it's lacking in that part of desire of Kol Hashem. What is a call? What is the cry? What is the call? It's the same call of Lishmoa Kol Shofar, which is the Neshama. It's bringing in the Chelek Elokami Mal into everything that we do, in terms of our Talmud Torah and our personal relationships. I have three rabbinic names to throw out to you. They are Rabbi Mordechai Meltzer, The last names are familiar, but they have to, it has to line up. From 300 years ago. Rebbe Mordechai Meltzer, 200 years ago. 200 years ago. Mordechai Meltzer, Rebbe Eliezer Teitz, and Rebbe Yisrael Salanter. I don't think there was anybody here I didn't know of the first two names. Rebbe Mordechai Meltzer, Rebbe Eliezer Teitz. Rebbe Yisrael Salanter, you all know them. Story goes that once upon a time there were three equally famous people. Rebbe Yisrael, the father of the Musar movement, whose hashpa is impossible and immeasurable today. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter went through some very strong inner turmoil when he was young. He was a tremendous idealist, and he believed that the world needed more people who were going to be professionals, who were going to be mamish talmidei chachamim, and even malamdei Torah. And then a few things happened. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was a massive talmid chacham, and he ended up teaching in a yeshiva. The yeshiva's name is Ramalis. That yeshiva existed in Vilna until the Chorban of Europe. Rav Gustman opened up its continuation here in Yerushalayim. And what happened is that Rabbi Eliezer Teitz asked Rabbi Yisrael Salanter to start teaching in the yeshiva. Asked Rabbi Yisrael Salanter to start teaching yeshiva. He started teaching in the yeshiva, and he became a phenom. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter realized that maybe his responsibility is to go out to Klal Yisrael and to teach. But then something happened. Rabbi Yisrael sensed that Mordechai Meltzer, who was a fantastic Talmud Chacham, who was already a Rosh Yeshiva in the yeshiva, wrote a sefer called Tcheles Mordechai. He sensed that there was a pegia, that the boys, or maybe just simply the fact that he had become so popular, that it was pogea in Rabbi Mordechai Meltzer. You know what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter did? The next day after he realized that, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter went back to being a professional, whatever artisanship he learned. That was it. He was mevater. If it was going to hurt somebody else, then all of his Arbatzis Torah wasn't worth anything. And who is world famous? These were two tremendous Talmidei Chacham, Rabbi Eliezer Teitz and Mordechai Meltzer. But who became world famous? Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Here's the Yisod, Rabbi Osai. The Yisod is that a person that is mevater, that is willing to give up and to go above and beyond for somebody else, even though they're not required in halacha, ultimately anybody who is mevater never loses. You never, ever lose. Why? Because that person is the same person who lives a life of Naseh v'Nishma. Is a person who says, it's not that I'm doing it because I'm chayiv to do. I'm doing it because I want kudsha brichu in my life. I know that I'm made of a chelek elokam mimal, and that is my responsibility to bring in every single encounter and everywhere I go. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shmayin, not just to simply live a life of halacha, but to live v'halachta b'drachav v'mikadei shem shemayim.